stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the same Democrat State Representative Carrie Renegans of Ann Arbor, who made quote of the day somewhat sarcastically attacking the new Republican Speaker, Matt Hall. Well, she was the first Democrat to sponsor a bill and submit it to the new legislative session. And what was so important? A bill to allow municipalities, local governments, to determine their own policies on rent stabilization. The first Democrat-sponsored bill was referred to the House Government Operations Committee. The fact that she did this is something she's proud of. There's only one problem, Carrie. House Government Ops, Government Operations Committee, historically has been a graveyard for bills that the majority wants to bury. Currently, state law in Lansing preempts municipalities from being able to get creative on how to address rent control that's in the best way for their residents, Renegan said. House Bill 4009 doesn't require municipalities to implement rent control or cap policies, but allows them to do so if they so choose. It's actually a reintroduction of House Bill 4947 from last term. Last term, when the Democrats were in control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, it didn't go anywhere there, so now she's going to bring it back under Republican House leadership? Is this woman just brain dead? Is she just completely stupid? Shortly after the reintroduction of the bill from last year, she said her own rent was increased 33% from $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Okay, let me get this straight. You're a state representative and you don't own a house? You rent. Okay, I get it. I understand. But it went from $1,500 to $2,000. How long had it been since it was increased? She goes on to say, and this situation is what I hate. This, I absolutely hate this. These legislators renting and moving to get into more favorable districts in order to get elected? Well, once upon a time, Carrie decided to run for office, so she speaks about herself in the third person. Okay. Carrie was running for Ann Arbor City Council because that was the only thing available. Really? Because Carrie wasn't going to run against Jason Morgan for the State House. However, since redistricting occurred, half of Ann Arbor residents are renters. Carrie wanted to represent the renters on the council, said Carrie Rennigan. Not I, but Carrie. Okay, I got it. Unbelievable. Short break, we'll be right back. Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Going to shift gears a little bit and do an interview here with Jimmy C. Sharp, the music man. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today because I had so many people last week respond to our interview, our discussion, asking me for that music video, the one that shows the brain activity that goes on inside of musicians' heads, the left half, the right half of the brain. Kind of amazing what happens when people play music. And again, we've talked about this already before. I've had you on the show before. But for those who haven't heard you, new listeners, you basically have created a music system that you created from your engineering background, your years of playing music, different instruments. For those who haven't heard you before, just give a short bio on yourself and how you came up with this new music, teaching music a different way.
Well, let's talk about what I was doing before I was doing music. I was doing, I was a mechanical engineer, and I was creating a lot of software packages because I started my own software company, and I always loved to solve a problem, and I like to take the Rubik's Cube as a example. It's like you have to start with the foundation of everything. And so I started playing piano in third grade. I tried a dozen different instruments, and I never understood the foundation, the fundamentals of music. And almost 8 years ago, I had a eureka moment and realized that there's a lot of missing pieces of music that I never understood. And so it wasn't something that happened quickly, actually 7.5 years ago, and I'm still learning every day. And so now with music, it's amazing how you can understand the foundation simply all the way up to being able to play music by ear. So when you hear a song on 97.7, all of a sudden, you can play that song. You don't have to wonder, oh, I don't have to go try to find the music, and then you get the music, and it's not in the right key that the artist played it in. And it's so complicated. And what Jimmy C. Sharp and I do is we make it so simple that anybody can do it.
Well, the website is changetheworldwithmusic.com. And just for those of you who aren't able to access a computer right now or on your phone, purchase your music lessons and daily coaching online. Learning music is overwhelming for most. Finally, there is a simpler way. IncrediMusic. Incredibly simple, incredibly fun. If you can count to seven, you can play music immediately. Talk about that seven number. Talk about the count to seven. What is that?
Well, you know, when I was in third grade, they give you 88 keys on the piano, and they don't tell you what to do with it. And so I've dissected music, and I've realized that there's 12 key signatures, and there's 7 notes in each key. And when you're listening to a song, I can almost guarantee that every song is, there's only 7 notes. And you won't believe it, but yeah, it's true. And once you learn those 7 notes, whether it's in the key of C sharp or A flat or whatever you're playing, it's so simple. Then once you play the melody with those 7 notes, then you add the chords that goes along with those notes, and all of a sudden you're a musician.
It's that simple. I love it. I love it. One thing that going through this process with you, I've always wanted to learn the piano and get better at the guitar. I can plink around a little bit on a guitar from years ago when I was a kid, but basically played saxophone in high school band, alto, tenor, baritone. I even subbed in for the marching band when the tuba player hurt his back. And Mr. Brown came to me, the band teacher, and said, "Randy, we need your help." And I'm like, "Okay, what do you need?" He's like, "I need you to play this big, tall, baritone sax for the football game on Friday. And this was, I think, like Thursday before and the following Friday. And I'm like, I've never played the baritone. Oh, it's simple. It's the same keys. It's the same fingering. It's the same notes. It's just a bigger instrument. You're going to have a shoulder strap to carry this thing because it's pretty heavy. And it's funny, he brought in this high chair and put the sax on the ground, and the reed basically reached my mouth, and I'm like, okay, you expect me to play this thing? He's like, yeah, go ahead and give it a blow, and I did, and it was like, man, it sounded just like a tuba. It was amazing how low that thing could go. But in my journey, personally, I've always wanted to play the piano. I've always wanted to get better at the guitar. And I said, this year, I'm going to set this as a goal. I really do want to focus on learning how to play the piano. And you convinced me to purchase a electronic keyboard. And like you said, it doesn't have 88 keys on it. Explain to people not only the electronic keyboard that I purchased, the Yamaha, but even the toy, the $5 toy one that you gave me the first time we met. Explain why those smaller keyboards basically is the beginning point of learning how to play the piano.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how you can do this with a $5 keyboard. Basically, what I do is I've set you up with the 7 notes that I'm going to give you to practice with. And I don't care if it's in the key of C-sharp or A-flat or B. And people don't understand key signatures. And the one example that I want to mention right now is my sweetheart gave me a CD with Alan Jackson songs, 2 CDs. And I just looked at the 25 songs this morning. And in those 25 songs, every key signature is played in that Alan Jackson CD set. And it's amazing because I can almost guarantee you 90% of the musicians out there don't understand key signatures. My best friend, Dan, he died about a year and a half ago from COVID. And when we would play together, we'd play in the streets, we'd play everywhere, and he'd always say, "What key?" And by the end of the song, I could tell him, okay, on the key of G. And he would get so mad because I didn't understand key signatures. Now, when I hear a song, I know what the key is. I know what the 7 notes are. And you move forward.
It's that simple. It is literally simple. That simple.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, one thing that I have noticed, and since starting beginning lessons with you, the very first lesson that I'm in right now, I've got some other business issues and health issues that we're dealing with. It delayed me a little bit, but the one thing that I've noticed is when I watch musicians play now on TV, and it's amazing to see, especially guitar players, it seems like, Jimmy, they're using basically the same chords over and over for different songs. They might change the key or they might do something, but basically the fingering's identical, just depending on whether they're strumming or picking or whatever. Very interesting to watch and to see musicians play music now.
Yeah, and I hate to admit it, but a lot of times the guitar players have the option of using the capo, that little bar that goes across the fretboard.
Yeah.
And they don't really know what the notes are they're playing. If they're playing a G chord, that's G, B, and D, but there's 6 notes, and you couldn't tell them what those are. They just, here's my hand, that's my G. And, and you know, I don't want everybody out there to think that they want to be a pianist the rest of their life.
Sure.
The reason I use the keyboard is because even with a $5 keyboard, you can be sitting watching a football game and you don't have to turn the volume on, and you can get that muscle memory built in with your right hand or your left hand.
Yep.
And all of a sudden that success comes to you because all of a sudden you know those 7 notes.
Those 7 notes. It all comes down to that. Yeah. Well, I greatly appreciate you explaining this to everybody. If you guys out there listening would like me to text you the video I want you to watch this video first. After you watch the video, then ask for Jimmy's phone number. This is a way for you to be able to do it so simply, so easily. And the way he's got this set up, you can be emailed the lessons. You can go online to his website, changetheworldwithmusic.com. You can purchase your lessons, and then he coaches you. He provides you a daily five-minute coaching session by a phone call at a set time appointment, and just basically forces you to just give him 5 minutes a day, and he can teach you how to play music. I'm going to give out the phone number, 616-268-6880. And again, the website, changetheworldwithmusic.com, is the website. But if you'd like the video, text me and just text me music. Text me music. I'll send you the video, and then I'll send you Jimmy's phone number, contact information, and website. So greatly appreciate you having you on the show today, sir, and we'll be in touch real soon.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you. So anyway, very interesting concept, making music simple. And one thing that I really want to stress, that I really want to point out, is that this video, I knew there was something going on in the brain when I played music in high school. Every day, Monday through Friday, would go to band. Band was literally an hour of my day. And it was kind of like an escape into another world. And I wasn't, at the time, I didn't realize it. But as I got older, one thing I realized is that music was what caused me to be creative in other ways as an adult. Different ways of thinking. Well, now as we're getting older and we're starting to realize that maybe perhaps our memory isn't as good. Or maybe you walk into a room and like, why did I come in here? I came in here for a reason to get, I came in here to get this. Dementia, Alzheimer's, CRS, you know, can't remember stuff, right? Well, music is a way to get your brain to conduct this activity that's in this video. I highly recommend you text me music to see this video, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you realize brain activity, your brain is a muscle. It has electricity running through it, your central nervous system, your brain functioning with your organs and your health and your overall well-being. Music is a way to expand your brain. And it's a way for you to learn how to play music so simply with Jimmy C. Sharp, his little hand puppet for the kids, but also a learning tool for adults. It's really interesting, and I like to share it with you guys. So, like I said, I have some issues that I'm dealing with this month. We're going to get through them, and I'll get back at my lesson here even this weekend. Like you said, during football games, you can sit there with the little toy keyboard and just simply learn the muscle memory. It's interesting. Text me music, I'll send you the video and Jimmy's number. Bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award.